This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1223, How to Avoid Average IELTS Writing Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Did you know that even English speakers are not scoring 7 or higher on IELTS writing? It's true. Find out why this is and how you can guarantee a higher score the next time you take IELTS.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get competent. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Aubrey, how are you?
I'm great. Jessica, how are you today?
I'm so good. You guys, I'm already laughing. I realize this. I acknowledge the fact that I started by laughing. Aubrey and I had a series of false starts, let's say, and both of us were like almost crying.
I know, Jessica went to start the podcast and I had a drink. I'm like, I'm just going to take a quick drink, and it made her start laughing. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see my giant water bottle that I tried to take a drink from.
Anyways, you guys, if you are just listening to this on a podcast app, that's awesome. Subscribe, follow, all of the things on wherever you listen to podcasts. But remember, we're also on YouTube, IELTS Energy TV. Aubrey, do you spend a lot of time on YouTube?
Yes, lately I've started making like grammar videos for my grammar YouTube. So I'm like posting videos a lot, which is fun.
Oh, that's cool.
But
how do our students find that?
Oh, you guys could find it on YouTube. It's Quick English Tips. Nice. And it's all like a lot of the more detailed grammar, like how do we use past perfect and let's do a deep dive, which we can't always get into here on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
So definitely check that out. But also, I have been watching the All Ears English episodes on YouTube when I write the quizzes for All Ears English Plus.
Oh,
and
because
I think it's more fun. I get to see, you know, Lindsay and Michelle, or sometimes myself and Lindsay. I love watching the facial expressions. So I'm also on YouTube watching All Ears English episodes.
That's fantastic. I love it. All right, guys, let's get into this. So this is our third episode in a series we started last week about the information that IELTS makes public about the test scores on average that people get. So last week, what scores did we talk about?
Yeah, we talked about listening and reading last week. And if you haven't heard those episodes, go back, make sure to hear them. The scores, the average scores were shockingly low. So you guys want to know why are people getting these average scores, and how can you avoid getting those average listening and reading scores? Don't miss those episodes.
Exactly. And if you listen to those guys, you'll know that it's for native speakers as well. You know,
yes.
I think the number one takeaway from this 4-episode series is that being a native speaker, having like amazing native English, is not enough to do well on IELTS. If you've been listening, you know that even native speakers are not getting above 7s, above 6s on reading and listening. So guys, yes, you need amazing English for sure, because it's an English test, but you also need strategies. You got to know what this test is about. And this will really become obvious today because we're talking about writing. So let's present those scores. Aubrey, what are the average writing scores that people have received?
Yes. So the average writing score is 5.9, under 6. And that is for academic. And then for the general training writing exam, the average is 6.21. So still quite low, even though it's pretty easy to write a letter compared to academic task 1.
Yeah. I mean, we know that writing is easier for general training, but it's still not a 7. It's barely above a 6. So that was for all the people that took IELTS in 2021, right? Now, for people with English as a first language, these are native English speakers. What were their writing scores?
Yeah, I think you guys are going to be shocked by these. I am shocked. Yes. So for the academic test, the average writing score for native English speakers is 6.34. That's so low. Like, that's not even anywhere close to a 7. It's so low. And just to clarify, the reason it's not a 6 is this is the average of all the scores, right? So no one's actually scoring 6.34. But when you average everyone's scores together for native English speakers, 6.34, that's crazy.
It's bonkers. It's completely bananas, you guys. That's so low. And I have a theory that it's mostly because of task one, but we'll get into it. We'll get into it. And finally, the general training is, again, a little bit higher. But even native English speakers, guys, average of 6.6 for general training writing.
This is so low.
So low. So guys, let's talk about why, because you're probably listening to this podcast as a non-native speaker, and maybe you're hearing these scores and like, if native speakers can't do it, how can I get above a 7? I want you to notice, guys, that the non-natives and native speaking averages are not that far apart, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not a huge difference. So guys, it all comes down to knowing what the examiner wants. That is it. You got to know this test. You have to know what the examiner needs to see. Sticking to the test question, what do these scores mean? So we're going to get into this today, guys. Bit by bit, what is the reason why everybody taking IELTS is barely above a 6? Yeah, yes, like exactly. What? This is so low, Aubrey.
Right? Why are they scoring 5s and 6s? This is what we need to figure out so that you guys avoid those same mistakes, right? And the first thing we want to be sure to point out is, surprise, it's not about grammar. Like, these native speakers have nearly perfect grammar. They're going to use the right grammar forms because that's what they've always heard. They might make tiny mistakes here and there, but they're probably scoring 8s and 9s for grammar. It's not about grammar. So you've heard that a lot here on IELTS Energy. This is the proof right
here. This
proves it. That's not the most important thing to focus on.
Exactly. Because the description of a 9 for grammar is like, there still might be one or two slips, you know, that a native speaker will make. If a native speaker makes a couple slips, maybe forgets an article just because they wrote too fast, something like that, they can still get an 8 for grammar, right? You can still have some slips, some mistakes, and get an 8 for grammar. Now, a 9 is completely, absolutely perfect. So a native speaker, like Aubrey said, will at least get an 8, like 100% for sure get an 8, maybe a 9. But that's not the issue. This is not the score that is holding everybody back. It is the other 3 scores, and mainly 2 of them, the task score and the cohesion coherence score. So let's focus on these first. So task achievement and task response. Task achievement is for task 1. Task response is for task 2. Now, why are people, even natives, getting low scores here?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, so let's first talk about task response. It's about not fully addressing the topic, either missing part of the topic or understanding it incorrectly. So really, mm-hmm. You're answering the wrong question. This happens for both native speakers who are overly confident, read it too quickly, and don't understand what's really being asked, or maybe language learners who have seen a similar topic online. There's all kinds of reasons why you might not quite understand the topic, or providing lots of ideas for that topic and not enough support, right?
Exactly.
New ideas without support. Native speakers as well as language learners definitely do this.
Exactly. So we're talking about task 2 here, guys. And I think a lot of people are maybe surprised that even a native speaker doesn't know how to produce like a coherent four paragraph essay, right? But a lot of people don't. I mean, some people just never learned how to do academic writing in an organized, clear way. And like Aubrey said, that is not having too many ideas. That is including specific examples, okay? So as a non-native, guys, don't worry. Natives are making these same mistakes, but you don't have to, right? So each body paragraph in the task two essay, main idea, support it with one or two specific examples. Like, that's really the goal. Remember in Three Keys IELTS, guys, we do give you the template that is guaranteed to score a 7 or higher. So if you're ready for that, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and check it out, guys. So the task achievement, task one. Now, for academic, I think a lot of native speakers just don't understand how to write about these graphs. This isn't exactly something we do. Nobody does this. So they're going to score really low there because they don't know what to do.
Exactly, right? You're seeing a bar chart or a pie chart, and sure, you've seen them around, but you've never had to dissect that information and write about it.
Yeah.
That's just not something that it's happens weird. For native speakers hardly
no.
ever.
No. So I'd imagine it's also the case for non-natives, right? So guys, you have to learn what is task achievement for task one. You need to choose only the important numbers. You need to tell me, the examiner, you need to tell me why those numbers are there. It is the highest. It is the lowest. It is the biggest difference, what have you. And you need to organize them coherently and not include any numbers that aren't important.
Yeah.
So you can
and
see.
You must have an overall trend, right? I can see native English speakers rocking up to the exam and having no idea that they need to share the overall trend.
Totally.
And that you cannot score very highly if you don't have that, guys. It is vital.
You can't get above a 5 if you don't have an overall trend. Like, that's one of the ceilings that examiners have. If you don't include an overall trend, it makes our job as the examiners, it makes it easy. Because I'm like, oh, no overall trend. Well, it's probably going to be a 5 then.
Hurry.
For task achievement. Easy peasy. So, all right. Task achievement, task response. Now let's go on to cohesion, coherence. So this is like, are your ideas logical and are they organized logically? Okay, it's all about the logic. Why don't people do well in this category?
Yeah, well, so first of all, if you don't have experience writing, sometimes you just sort of write what you're thinking and your ideas don't always come out that logically. And native English speakers or language learners who haven't studied what it takes to get a high score might not realize that you have to have linking phrases. Mm-hmm. You must link mm-hmm. your ideas with specific vocabulary to that purpose.
Exactly, exactly. And all of your ideas, not just linked through specific words, right? Like high level transitions that Aubrey's talking about. A case in point is a chief reason would be, in addition, moreover, in sum, all of these high level transition phrases you have to use in your task two essays, guys, and task one for that mm-hmm. matter.
And so they each have meaning, right? You can't just throw right. them in willy nilly because right. they have meaning. This will also pull down your score if you just use one without realizing what it means.
Totally. And I could see a native speaker messing this up, especially if, you know, if it's someone who hasn't been in school for a while, maybe they graduated from university like 20 years ago. And so they don't have these words top of mind.
Right. We don't use them in speaking everyday right. life all that often, right? When's the last time you said moreover or furthermore, just when you're speaking?
I do because
you're a weirdo.
To be funny, and I'm a weirdo. 100% I'm a weirdo.
I do that to be funny too. Moreover,
I do it in texting also because it is very funny to be like talking about something that is, I don't know, we're talking about like tacos and I'm like, and moreover, the fried chicken is the best. I don't know. That was a bad example, but it is
but
funny.
For most people, they don't use the word moreover on a daily basis. Jessica excluded.
I am an exception to most rules. Okay. So here's the point I'm trying to make. I think native speakers and non-natives who haven't studied academic writing at all or recently would just fall back on the easy things. They would say, and also, like, yes. all over the place in task one and task two. Cannot get a 6 or higher for cohesion coherence if you are only using easy linking words and repeating those linking words. right? And then just the other side of the cohesion coherence score, remember your ideas have to be logically connected, right? Not just with the words, but the ideas themselves. And that is something that is not intuitive, I think, if you haven't studied academic writing.
And if you don't take the time to brainstorm and really think about what are my ideas, what are the supporting details, and you just write train of thought, that it doesn't come out always very logically and cohesively.
Yeah, good point. Guys, you have to brainstorm. You have to plan before you start writing. We make you do that in Three Keys IELTS. Okay, and then last but not least, the vocabulary. I mean, natives have great vocab. We've grown up speaking the language. So why aren't we getting the highest scores for vocabulary?
Yeah, so if you don't use enough high-level vocabulary, natives might know what a word means when they hear it used, but to have it top of mind for every topic is not always going to happen, especially if they're not big readers or they don't watch the news. Just your day-to-day language and is just not always going to have band nine vocabulary for every topic. So for both language learners and native speakers, this has to be studied. This has to be part of what you're doing to prepare for IELTS.
For sure. For sure. And again, I think it also comes back to the task one where for general training, even writing a letter, they might not realize like first they should only stick to those like bullet points, those three questions. Mm-hmm. Right. And for the general training letter. And so they'll go off topic affecting the task score, but that'll also affect the vocab score because they won't be showing vocabulary related to the question.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and then for academic task one, there's probably not even describing the numbers. And so that's vocabulary out the window. And then task two, like Aubrey said, just not used to it. And then for non-natives, I mean, it's the same thing. If you don't know what to expect, if you have not practiced, if you have not learned explicitly what the examiner is looking for, what is your score based on? You can't get a seven or higher. Like you can't. So listen to us on this podcast so you do learn. If you want to go deeper into the IELTS preparation, check out the course, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And don't forget, guys, we have a new business English podcast.
Yes, it's so exciting. Guys, if you work in English or might work in English in the future, you can now find All Ears English business episodes all in one place. So just go to wherever you listen to podcasts, search All Ears English, and you're going to now see three options, IELTS Energy, All Ears English, and our new business English podcast. So be sure to subscribe. So many great episodes about business emails, business small talk. It's just, you can't miss it, guys. It's so awesome.
Awesome. All right, cool. So guys, we'll see you tomorrow with the last episode in this series about speaking. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.